the bounds of what village council really needs to be addressing. This is a state issue. This is a highly contentious, politicized issue. And I simply didn't think that we were in any position to weigh in an intelligent manner on this topic, especially because of the partisan nature of the debate and the argument. And so my sense is I would prefer not to support this resolution.
And actually, I happen to very much agree, because what I love about this council that I don't think you get at, in any other form of government, is our nonpartisan nature here. So I have no idea who's Republican and who's Democratic on this board, and nor do I like that those kind of values are brought to us. So actually, Mr. Alford's comments really resonated with me in probably not getting involved at something that is at this level and creates such a diversity between two parties. So, but what do you all think? The vote? I can call the vote if you want.
But you can. Call the vote.
Well, I think we ought to discuss it a little more. I will say that I happen to be very sympathetic to the resolution and its contents. On the other hand, I think that Ken raised some very good points. In the past, I have been one, usually on the minority side, when things come from outside of the village to be acted upon. And usually it was because the subject matter was so compelling to a majority of those on council that that we, as a village, went ahead and did something that I, at the time of the vote, was not exactly against, but that I actually preferred not to do, for the same reasons that Ken raises in his email and his presentation to tonight. And I'm quite conflicted about which way to go on this. I have to say that.
Thank you. Mr. Barron.
Just to help me get my head around this, I really have just three questions. First question is, do we have any Orange Village residents who would be impacted with this?
Just a policy statement.
Can you speak into your mic, please, ma'am?
I mean, my opinion is just a policy statement. It doesn't change anything the way anybody does anything in the village.
No, I realize that, but is there a possibility that this would sway someone to the point where it would benefit a resident?
Well, only if we were effective at getting voting restrictions removed.
I would say this. I mean, if I may. I think at the last presidential election, the lines in Orange Village, I think it's the last one, maybe it was two back, but were quite long,
two back, and
lasted well into the evening on election day. And I personally was delighted that I'd had the opportunity to vote by mail. And the primary reason I had the opportunity to vote by mail, not because I thought about initiating the request for a vote by mail ballot, but in fact, what happened is the county sent out a mailing asking me if I wanted to vote by mail. And of course, once they had called upon me, I decided to take advantage of that alternative. Now, my understanding, and I hope I'm not misquoting any of these bills or directives, but my understanding is that is no longer going to be done by Cuyahoga County.
Well, by any county in the state of Ohio.
Well, I understand that, but I'm in that sense, you know, it has an impact on Orange Village residents. Some of the limiting of times when you can vote, either downtown, I suppose, and early voting at the Board of Elections may or may not, you know, impact some of the election. But in general, I'm always in favor of, in this area of concern, I'm always in favor of policies that encourage one person, one vote, and more votes rather than fewer votes. And I hate to think that anybody gets cut out of the process by a policy adopted by the Secretary of State or by the State of Ohio. Now, I will say that I've read over what's been recommended and how the recommendations came into being, and on the surface, it sounds relatively nonpartisan and objective. But the problem I have with it is that the decision was made not exclusively, but in large part in counties where the numbers are so small, compared to Cuyahoga County, that is, that the idea of having fewer days or not going to the trouble of letting people know they can get a ballot by mail and so forth is probably of no import to some of the smaller counties, smaller in terms of population, counties in Ohio, whereas I think it could very well have an impact on the counties that have the major cities in Ohio. And for that reason, I substantively am probably in favor of the resolution, although, as I say, I understand Ken's thought that maybe it's not something Orange Village Council should be dealing with. I probably will vote for the resolution, but it's because of the substance and not in spite of Ken's concerns.
Thank you. Anybody else want to weigh in? All right, then, Mary, I'm going to ask you to call the roll for resolution 2014-2, please.
Alfred?
No.
Duber?
No.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Booter?
Yes.
Perry?
No. So the resolution passes 4-3. Next we have audience comments. We'll move on.
Can I just ask Mary to send this down to the county, please, after it's signed?
Yes. Please send it to the county, please.
Okay.
After it's signed. Comments by council members? I'll start with you, Mrs. Cluter.
I had discussed a while ago, and then I had a letter from Frank Boner about videoing our council meetings. And apparently it is not as expensive as what you had anticipated, Mayor.
What about payroll?
Payroll.
Somebody's got a film.
Yeah, but you said it was like $100,000.
No, I didn't. I said that was the equipment we gave up to the schools.
But I don't know. I've only heard this.
No, maybe a video camera's not very expensive, but you got to have somebody standing there holding it.
For how long? Just for the
during the course of the meeting.
It can't be done remotely. I don't know. I
can't pretend to know either.
Can I explore that?
Can you have it mounted right there and it just be on one shot?
I don't know. I thought Nick DeSico was involved with this.
I'm having Nick DeSico look at the sound system.
But you won't let him look at the video system?
No, he's got a lot of things to do.
I just thought it was in transparency. And actually, even more so when we've been discussing this whole business with the agreement with the Waterford Court residents, I thought it would have been kind of helpful for residents to have seen this debate over the few months too. But it's your, you know, if you don't want us to do it,
that's
the
council thing.
If I may just add one little comment to that, you know, I personally don't see the necessity of videotaping the meetings. However, with that said, I don't think there's a problem with Mayor, if you could just ask, you know, Nick to go ahead and take a look at it and just give us, you know, 2-second opinion. I don't see a problem in really doing that, and we can at least, you know, then all bases are covered. I personally don't think we need to do that, but I
is that his area of expertise too, Chris?
It's a little bit law. I'm sure that he knows.
I'm sure he would have a general idea, which I think is all we need, and if he comes back and says it's going to be a huge endeavor and expensive, then at least
that's
fine. You know, Francis's you know, concerns are taken care of, and I think we can move on then.
That's fine. Thank you.
From what I understand, our tapes with the equipment that we've been using now for, is it 20 years? How many years?
Maybe 15. Since
well, it's longer than I've been on, so it's more than 16 years.
No, Phil Soroki got the sound system. Oh, he got the recording system.
this has been here, and so it's time to update it, and if we produce a higher quality audio, we're a small village. You know, the cities that televise their council meetings are very large cities or have a lot more capital to invest in that. It's just a smidgen in their budget, a drop in their bucket, so to speak. But for us to invest that kind of money and manpower, I think we can accomplish the same thing once we update the audio. We'll be able to produce hopefully a quality tape that is discernible. People can grasp what's going on here. We want to be able to reach out to them as much as possible. But I think we can accomplish the same thing. And if we do the videotaping, you still have the microphone component to it, and you're going to need even more technology to actually combine those two to making a product that can go over a cable and be televised in people's houses, but also put onto a DVD, which is all equipment that we don't have. So I can imagine it's going to be a very formidable expense. But
that
you
wasn't
can find
that. But yet. I mean, maybe the stuff could be streamed on the internet or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't see a problem in just having Nick look at it.
Thank you. That's all.
Thanks. Is that the end of your comments?
Just one question for Bob. The brine that we've been using, you know, that kept the roads in great condition through this lousy winter, is it harmful to the cars? Like, do you know? Oh, because I was told that brine was helping to erode our wonderful vehicle. Yeah. Well, you've done a great job on the roads, especially last Saturday night when we didn't think that was going to come. So thank you very much. No, that's all. Thank you.
Mr. Klein?
First, I want to say I'm so pleased that it looks like spring might be.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well,
and
we might get snowed in.
Baseball has returned.
Yeah.
Or soon to return to Northeast Ohio.
Not yet.
What I do on a serious note, I've talked to a number of neighbors in the community in regards to the trails proposal, and there's a great deal of excitement about that potential. And I'm pleased that we're moving forward on it, and we have the ability to do so. And I appreciate Brandon's efforts.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Alfred?
I have no comments.
Okay, great. Mr. Duber?
Just in regards to the trails meeting, I thought it went very well. I think surprisingly in two meetings total, there was a whole four people who objected to the trails. And the room was pretty packed for both of the meetings. And I think there's a overwhelming support for it based on who showed up. Usually you have the nays that show up to these types of meetings, and there was literally four, and I think that says something. Looking forward to continuing down this path.
I'd like to tack on to your comments about the bike trail. I don't know if you all received these two comments, and I wonder if you do. Sue Ellen Andrish? She wrote an email. Did you all get that?
No.
It was to me.
And then I got it. She is absolutely in favor of it. She says she's having surgery and she's not able to come to the meetings. But she really is absolutely in favor. Her and her husband are in favor of this. And then I also got another letter that said to Dear Kathy and council members from... Is this name correct? Everts?
Everett Taylor.
Everett Taylor. And it's with an S, though. Lives on Brainerd Road. And he, is it a man?
It's a man.
He's vehemently against the bike paths, and if you have not seen copies of this, I will have Mary make copies for your packets. So I did, in that letter that went out to residents, seek people's opinions in writing if they were unable to make the meeting, and I think that those are the only two I've received. If there's more, I'll let you all know. So they'll be in next week's packets for you. All right. But it was pretty surprising that, I don't know, 20, 25 people showed up during one of the worst snowstorms I've ever seen and came here to talk in favor. And usually it is the people who are the naysayers who you know, take the energy and time away from their families and their work and stuff to come to talk to us. So that's pretty amazing. Thanks. Mr. Barron?
Just two comments. First one, while I'm not a newbie, I am the junior member of this council. And I must congratulate the council, all members, at the way that we've done these deliberations on these tough questions as far as the Pinecrest rezoning and the Pinecrest development agreement. I'm a big fan of working things out and watching body language, and I can see the angst and the thought processes, and I think that that you folks, I'll exempt myself, but you folks need a round of applause for the tireless work and the depth that you've gone into as far as making these agreements the best that we can come up with. My second point is, I would like to see the village do something about the heroin and the drug problem that we have. I don't believe it's only a school problem. I believe it's re-education for parents and even folks that don't have kids in the house that are taking those types of medications that don't know the problems that'll ensue. I'd like to see something happen in the future.
Do you have any ideas of what as a council?
The school board member, Jennifer Cohn, was going to put together a program for all the school districts, all the communities in the school district. Is that what you mean?
Well, I've talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she says that's down her list. She hasn't gotten to that and probably won't for a while. There's nothing that says that we have to start from scratch. We could certainly poll Beechwood and see what they're doing and see if we can use some of their ideas and make them better. But I think that we owe it to our citizens to do something to help them out, make sure they don't jump off the deep end. Thank you.
Yes, I just want to say, Ron, you are a newbie, but I happen to agree with your comments regarding the council. I know this is going to sound very egocentric, and I don't mean it to be, but I feel very responsible, and I know others on this council do too, for the appointments that we made over the past several months. And when we do that, just as everybody who was appointed previous to you, including myself, had the opportunity to grow into the position, shall we say, but it takes certain experiences to do that, and I think that the one we just went through was one of those experiences. I think that with this agreement that we looked at originally way back when we first looked at it, I was, to a certain extent, unimpressed with the extent to which members of this council dug in to the agreement on such a very important change in the village. But, like Mr. Barron here, I happen to agree that everybody seems to have taken the opportunity to grow with the task and to rise to the level. And for that, I'm very pleased, and And I appreciate what everyone did on the agreement also. However, on a lighter note, I'd like to add, following Judd's comment about there being a hope that spring is in the air, I'd like to tell you that the first meeting of the Garden Committee, and therefore the Orange Village Garden, is going to be held on Saturday, April 5th at 10 a.m. in the Community Garden, formerly known apparently as Herb's Garden, but in any event, you're certainly more than welcome to A, attend, B, take up a plot or two, and C, enjoy the vegetables that you've grown yourself over the course of the summer. The initial event is this Saturday at 10 a.m. Okay. We're not going to have inclement weather, but if we do, the meeting will be held here at Village Hall. We'll start our pottery inside, our potting. Thank you.
Thank you. And comments by the mayor?
The only thing I would like to have everyone know is that next week there will also be on the agenda a request to declare some equipment as surplus. There's been a lot of spring cleaning going on, a lot of record retention activity taking place, and the service department has been moving out of the service, the old facility into the new facility, and so we have a lot of things to get rid of. I'd also, for those of you who are not at the Finance Committee, like to let you know that we had, much to our very big delight, did receive a inheritance check today in the amount of $498,000, which was unexpected and came as quite a surprise. That means we will have completed the payment of the service department in 1 year, which is a lot better than the 5 years we originally projected it would take. And that's very good news, with some things left over, which we already have a list of things we'd like to do with that extra, which we'll be back at council for once we've developed the thoughts further. That's all I have for tonight.
Great, and I have no comments, so how about a motion to adjourn our special meeting?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Kluter. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Thank you all.
At the bottom of the first, it's 0-0. There's a man on third with one out, and it's an Oakland, so it's an Oakland player.
It's an Oakland man.
Who's on third?
Oh.
I know you say that.
Well, listen.
Who? Losing 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth.
Who is?
The Baltimore Orioles.
Oh. Are you a Baltimore fan? Are you from Baltimore?
So why aren't you coming out?
What, Linux excuse? You're a Brooks Robinson? Where were you?
Oh, so you're on vacation. You're blowing up.
And I did like a 16-hour day out.
So you need to relax.
Was married to
it was a
blonde, kind of a dumb blonde. That was her character.
Yeah, it's not the last name, but they're a.
Yeah. Huh?
Howdy, how are you?
Oh, God.
Huh?
I would say probably.
Is this a public practice? Do we
have
a friend
who's.
We've got bits and pieces, so Jeff needs to provide
residences for people who weren't there permanently.
Oh, the Braverman.
So a lot of the ball players
yeah.
come
and that's
in
gonna
and
get
one, and then they go somewhere and go home at the end of the
version.
Or people who came in to do plays, or people who came in.
Yes, this is the one that was just discussed, and everybody
Iron Man.
Yeah.
got his,
You might have.
In that year.
I have it.
I always felt he was really unbelievable. Right.
This one.
If you're not willing to come out and show your commitment.
Yeah, you can have it, cause I've got it, it's in my computer.
You won't even have a beer.
Wait a second, I am so against the overuse of that word. See ya.
Bye, Sally.
That word is so